This is Success Again, the survival guide to overcoming obstacles and succeeding during these tough times. And now, here's your host, author, speaker, Dick Heatherton.
Thank you, J.J. Jeffrey, and welcome to another jam-packed edition of Success Again, where we're all about helping you overcome obstacles into your life, whether they're self-inflicted or otherwise, so you can achieve the success that you want and achieve it again and again and again and again. And, you know, a few days ago, my wife and I went to the movies, went to see the Brad Pitt movie, Moneyball. Good movie, yeah? Even if you're not a big sports fan, baseball fan. And without giving the whole plot away, it was about how a team discovers, in fact, unearths the hidden talent of players. Now, these players, they were considered has-beens, ne'er-do-wells. No one wanted to touch them with a 10-foot pole. Most people thought they didn't have it anymore. But what they did is they got a second chance, these players, and someone saw something in them that was overlooked by others that could be used to help bring about success. And, you know, it's a true story. And it's true on so many levels. It's because it's all too easy to get caught up in the negative. You think, what's the use? I'm going nowhere. Then you find yourself in that never-ending downward spiral. Ugh. When really what's all that's needed is some reassessing, meaning taking some serious time to really examine your strengths that you thought maybe no longer mattered. It's like going to the gym. You want to get on the treadmill. Oh, I need to myself. But, you know, it's out of order. Are you going to give up? No, of course not. What you do is you go to another treadmill. And even if it's in use, what are you going to do? You probably wait. And if it's going to be too long, then you go to some other equipment. The same holds true with our mind and our goals. You don't give up. You can't give up. You use another machine. But in this case, the other machine, they are your talents. Rediscover those talents by taking the time without distraction to examine, get this, what's in your mental gym? What other machines, what other talents haven't you used that could lead you to success again and again and again? We're talking about rediscovery, unleashing some of those talents you put aside long ago or thought no longer applied. You're not a one-trick pony. And that's why author, speaker, internet marketing guru Dr. Joe Vitale is joining us. Oh, you know him from the books, The Attractor Factor, The Key, his appearances on Oprah, Piers Morgan, Larry King, from the movie The Secret, oh, and what he has to say. He has the ability to take the complex and make it so simple. And he's got a new book out. I love the title, Instant Manifestation, The Real Secret to Attracting What You Want Right Now. And it's just what the doctor ordered. And then author, speaker, Chicken Soup co-author Jack Canfield is with us. Canfield's got a new book coming out in November, The Golden Motorcycle Gang, which we're going to get into. And his take on things, very compelling. You know, you can hear this on radio stations from Maine to California, even Puerto Rico and the Caribbean. And you can hear it on cable and also on the Internet. And Internet radio, I'm telling you, today is skyrocketing. And that's why C. Crane & Company, they have the good sense of mind to develop what I call the very best Wi-Fi Internet radio there is. It's called the CC Wi-Fi. And this little baby, this little Internet radio is so small, compact, and has such quality sound, you won't believe something that size does what it does so well. And that's not an overstatement. The C. Crane CC Wi-Fi. It even cuts down on all that buffering. You know about buffering hell, I'm sure. I mean, you get little or no buffering. And you're picking up stations from around the world. 20,000 stations, including listening to Success Again on our affiliates or on crntalk.com. And it's only $159.95. Call C. Crane at 1-800-522-8863. 1-800-522-8863 for the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. And let them know you heard about it. On Success Again. And now waiting on the wings. In fact, he's in the green room right now. Dr. Joe Vitale. He's up next when we return on Success Again. Don't go away.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to go to Colombo's. Colombo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club. Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. And for so long, Colombo's has been one of LA's best-kept secrets, but Colombo's is a secret no more. With the most delicious, mouth-watering steaks at about half the price you pay in Beverly Hills or Newport Beach. And Colombo's family recipes get the nod of approval from Italian-American moms, and the raviolis, oh! Live music every night, the freshest fish, salads, and the most delicious meatballs. The meatballs are so good, they could stop warring nations and create world peace. The best part is, Columbus is relaxed and formal. The value is amazing, the music is great. The food really is that good, and it's all so affordable. Yes, the word is out. Columbus Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbus, mangia!
And this is Success Again, and I'm Dick Ketherton. And on this edition, you know, we're talking about rediscovery, rediscovering or unearthing our unused talents. And that's why I've invited Dr. Joe Vitale to join us. And what's so unique about Joe Vitale is his plain spokenness. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, he has the ability to simplify the complex and uncomplicate the problematical. Yeah, say that fast. He's got a great new book out, and Instant Manifestation, which we're going to talk about. And Joe Vitale, welcome to Success Again.
Hey, thanks for having me back. How are you, Dick?
My pleasure, Joe. You know, why do we do this to ourselves? You know, we got talent up the gazoo, but you know, somewhere along the way, we forget those talents. We put them on hold, and we wind up stuck. We got blinders on, not knowing where to go. In fact, it reminds me of the old Henny Youngman story. Bear with me for a second. It just came to mind about Henny's grandson. Every day, he would wake up with these horrible headaches, and Henny would always have to remind his grandson, Larry, when getting out of bed, feet first. Feet first.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the same thing. Why do we do this to ourselves? How do we get out of this rut?
Well, we're afraid of failure, and also we're afraid of success. We might complain about where we're at in our lives, but at the same time, where we're at is the known. We're comfortable with the known. We're not comfortable with the unknown. So in order to move forward, I tell people that you really have to confront those fears in a loving way, but admit that they're there. And it's interesting that most people will admit they have the fear of failure, but they don't realize they also have the fear of success. And the fear of success might mean something like, how will they feel if they make more money than their parents, or more money than their neighbors, and will they lose their friends, and will they have to pay too much in taxes, and if they do become successful, will they have to maintain that success? So there's a lot of fears around all of this, but I have found that when you go after your passion, and let the fear be a kind of energy that you use to move forward, you can achieve a life that is just about awesome. I live this life of magic and miracles, and I'm in moment-to-moment awe all the time. Yet 30 years ago, I was homeless, and I went through poverty for the longest time. Now I live the lifestyle of the rich and famous. Why? Because I'm following my passion, I'm facing my fears, and I'm doing whatever is next for me. We must take action, we must follow our dreams, because that's what we're here to do.
Go after your passion. I love that. Joe, what we do is we do a lot of email blasts and what have you, and some of our listeners, email me, and Claudine Hanani down in Orange County, California, wrote, how do you push yourself even higher to create really huge, seemingly impossible stuff after you got the small stuff you started with? How do you get past that that was doable and that is just too fantastic to manifest? Is it too big?
Nothing's too big. Nothing's too good to be true. And there's not. And the old saying, the sky's the limit, that's actually not true either. The sky's not even the limit. I tell people to keep going for something better. Whenever they state their dream to me, I'll say, congratulations, that's fantastic. And what would be even better than that? That way we start thinking bigger. We start thinking more boldly. We start going and increasing our energy level because we get so excited about these dreams. And so I encourage people, yeah, you might have accomplished something great. Applaud yourself, anchor that moment, reward yourself. Now, what's next? What do you got to do next? Follow that passion, follow that dream, and you can keep increasing the energy and keep raising the bar for your own life.
I love it. Sticking with the theme, follow the passion, you know.
Yes.
And also, you know, you're very big on mastermind groups. In fact, I learned about this, from your readings, but also from our next guest who also said to say hello to you, Jack Canfield.
Yeah, Jack's one of my favorite people in the whole world.
Well,
say hello to him, too.
He says the same about you. How do you keep a mastermind group from becoming a pity party, though?
Well, when you select people to be in the mastermind, that's one of the things you're looking for. Are you with somebody that is open-minded, that's positive, that's being driven by their heart and their passion, and they want to support others as well as be supported for themselves? So in the very beginning, there's kind of a screening process. That's been true with any mastermind I've ever gone into. And when you begin it that way, then you can maintain the course. If you happen to have joined a mastermind and there are people in there that are whiny, just don't be a whiny person. Be the positive person. Be the source of inspiration to keep your own energy up and to help get the other people's energy up. Because I think you can change anybody by being an example of what you would like to see. Don't change them directly. Change yourself and let them see the change.
So do the screening process. I like that. But let me ask you this. Sure, I'm all for having a mastermind, but it's still an inside job. We got to do it ourselves. But where do you find some calm, some peace of mind, so you can start seeing things clearly? What I'm asking is, noise plus distraction and resistance, it equals scattered potential and a whole lot of stress. And
boy, isn't that the truth?
Oh, go ahead.
You know what I've found, Dick, is that you have to make time. It's as important as anything else that you do in your day to have this gratitude. It could be an hour, it could be 10 minutes, whatever it happens to be. But I tell people the single most powerful thing you can do, and it's absolutely free to transform your life, to get into that power source, to get back into the moment, is stop, take a breath, look around, and find something, anything that you're grateful for. And it could be your telephone, it could be this radio show, it could be a book, it could be Jack's new book. It could be any number of different things, but genuinely look at it and say, I am grateful for this, and start breathing into the state of gratitude. That'll help anchor you in the moment. When we start getting scatterbrained, it's because we're going into the past, we're going into the future, we're being distracted. The point of power is in the moment, and a great direct path to plug in is with gratitude. We must make time every day. It's a type of meditation. Find it in the morning, find it over coffee, find it in the evening, find it, because that's your source of sanity, and it plugs you into the divinity that is controlling everything.
I love that. Point of power is in the moment. I was writing that down. Suzanne Sherry up in Dover, New Hampshire, wrote us, and she wanted me to ask you this. Why are we so afraid to dream, to imagine? Is it because it's looked upon as impractical, a waste of time? Speaking about that, I recently read a quote a great Persian poet, and he said, the stronger the imagination, the less imaginary the results. It must be a mindset thing, you know?
It is a mindset thing, and it's a confidence builder to begin with a dream that seems a tiny bit of a stretch. As you achieve that dream, you start to build a new belief in yourself that dreams do come true. A lot of us, over time, have learned that some of the dreams didn't come true, and we started to feel like dreams don't happen anymore. But they obviously, they do. I mean, take my case, take Jack's case, take anybody that we've read about or you've had on the show before. Lots of people have come here with nothing or had some sort of tragedy in their life, but they bucked up and they went for their dreams and they overcame it. When we hear that, when we do that, we rebuild our dream muscles within us so we can go out there and achieve even bigger dreams. And then as we do it, other people see it and they're inspired to do their dreams. But we got to start someplace. If we just sit in a corner and throw a blanket over ourselves, it's a type of walking death. We want to live. That's what we're here for. Let's live, and let's live boldly.
Dr. Joe Vitale is with us on this portion and also our next portion. And, Joe, we got like maybe about 45 seconds in this area. I've got to ask you, what has been the biggest battle you've had to win or overcome in your life?
I think it was a poverty mindset. I didn't allow myself to have self-respect or deservingness for good things in my life. And I was beating myself up for the longest time. That's why I was in poverty. That's why I was homeless. And until I awoke from that and changed my inner programming, that was something that was haunting me for well over a decade.
That's Dr. Joe Vitale. We have so much to cover in so little time. Joe has a new book that's coming out in just another couple of weeks called Instant Gratification, and I love the title. The title itself probably would take about another 25 seconds. Joe Vitale is with us on this edition of Success Again, where we are all about helping you overcome obstacles during these tough times so you can achieve success again and again and again. We'll be right back.
Here's helpful news for anyone who is caring for an older family member or friend. Free information about senior services around the country is available to callers of a service provided by the U.S. Administration on Aging. The service called the Elder Care Locator can be reached by calling toll-free 1-800-677-1116. Callers are linked to organizations that provide information on meals, transportation, home care, legal, and other community services for older persons, enabling seniors to remain independent in their homes. Anyone can call the Elder Care Locator Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that number for free information about home and community services for seniors is 1-800-677-1116. The Elder Care Locator is administered by the National Association of Area Agencies on Aging.
This is Larry Minetti, and folks, I want to talk to you about one of the drudges of our life, acne. Whether you're a teenager or an adult, you got to try this product. I've suffered all my life by some kind of a skin breakout, and finally I found a wonderful, wonderful product called Herpanosin. 6 months ago, I started it, and now my skin is flawless. There's other products on the market, but they only work topical. They're like Band-Aids. Herpanosin works from inside your body. It cleans your blood, your liver, your bladder. It cleans all your cells. You got to trust me on this, folks. I've been an actor for 40 years, and I really appreciate what I got, and my name is at stake. I wouldn't lie to you. Dr. Wayne Diamond invented this product in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it really works. Try it now. 888-467-4200, and they'll deliver it right away. That's 888-467-4200. You can smile straight in the world's face this time.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom81.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom81.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 81.com. Freedom81.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
And welcome back to Success Again, and I'm Dick Heatherton, and in this segment we have Dr. Joe Vitale. I just love what this guy has to write. It just makes so much sense. As I mentioned earlier, he has the ability to simplify the complex, and it just makes so much sense. And he's got a new book out. In fact, I love the title, Instant Manifestation, The Real Secret to Attracting What You Want Right Now, and let me add, after a comma, baby. Joe, I love it. Tell us a little bit about instant manifestation, and is it really so?
Oh, it's absolutely so. I made it the title of the book to get your attention, and it may even push a few buttons in people who think, oh, I can't manifest anything, let alone manifest something instantly. But instant manifestation is a reality, and what I point out to people is we're manifesting all the time. We just don't realize it. We're not aware of it.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
This very moment, Dick, you and I have manifested this moment, and you've got the great Jack Canfield in the wings, so you are an outstanding manifester. We take that for granted. We take what we just manifested in this moment for granted, but you had positive thoughts, you took positive action, you had a bit of a dream or a vision or something about having these two guys get on the show here, and even take it further back, you got your own show because you had an idea and you put some belief behind it, some energy behind it, you took some action. These are all principles of manifestation. What you have and what I have right now in this moment, we manifested. All your listeners have manifested exactly where they're at right now because of what they did in the past and what they thought in the past. You can instantly change your future moments by what you think and do right now. This is where all the power is, as I said earlier. But we haven't been aware of that. We sit around and complain, and we say, oh, nothing's happening, or I can't manifest whatever. Well, hell yeah, you can manifest. You just did this moment.
I know that we just, Joe, the thing that's so frustrating is that we know it's right. We know instinctively, and we know mentally, intellectually, but it's that emotional thing where we get a little hung up, say, wait a minute, yeah, sure, that's great, this is kumbaya stuff. That can't possibly be. After all, come on, I need to have nose to the grindstone. I need to be practical. I don't have time for this nonsense. You know, that kind of mentality comes in, and it just takes away from an opportunity to succeed again. How do you overcome that? How do you break through that kind of nonsense?
I love the question. Well, it all comes from being aware of your belief system. And what you just narrated there is a belief system. And I'm not saying it's bad or good or whatever, but if it's not serving you, then you might want to look at it. And I don't mean you personally there, Dick. I mean anybody that's listening here and nodding their head going, yeah, dreams don't come true for me, and all this stuff seems like it's putting on rose-colored glasses. That's all beliefs. You can change your beliefs. If you are entirely content getting what you're getting right now, good for you. But if you're not, then you might want to start entertaining a new paradigm. And that's what I talk about in instant manifestation. This is all about being aware of your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions, and you can consciously make new ones. You can start to go in a new direction. At first, it might be slightly uncomfortable because you have a habit of thinking in a different way. But now you want to start thinking in a positive way, in an uplifting way, in a dreams come true kind of way, and surround yourself with the positive people, the Jack Canfields and the Dick Heathertons and all of these people. This is how you make a difference. The old is simply what you were doing in the past. Now, in this moment, instant manifestation, make a change.
Love it. Joe, you're also a big proponent of it's a Hawaiian, I don't know if it's a principle, a theory, called Ho'oponopono. Now, a lot of people are going to think, oh, this is, oh, wow. But I've actually found in my life that it does work. And I thank you, my mentor, for turning me on to this. Ho'oponopono. Tell our audience, we have less than 2 minutes. I want to find out a little bit about it. Please.
That's great. Boy, talking about backing me into a corner. 2 minutes to tell you the story of zero limit.
Tell your whole life story. Come on. We got a minute and a half.
Well, listen, Ho'oponopono has changed more lives than I could ever imagine. In fact, I think Jack Canfield would say the same thing because he was there when I told the whole story. I wrote a book called Zero Limits. And Zero Limits tells the story of the therapist who helped heal an entire ward of mentally ill criminals by doing this Hawaiian healing system, which is based on spirituality. And it's all about healing yourself inside in order to heal everything you see that you don't like around you on the outside. And it's based on love, it's based on forgiveness, it's based on unconditional acceptance, it's based on saying four phrases. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. And again, boy, do I wish I had more time to tell you that more of it.
Joe, we got to have you back on so we can find out a lot more about it. The one thing is, you say what you mean what you say, not only that. I mean, how long ago, 30 years ago, you know, here's a guy that was on the street, couldn't get arrested. Now look at him right now, he's doing well, he's living on Big Bucks Boulevard, and if he can do it, so can you. Joe, instant gratification. I love it. You know, the real secret to attracting what you want right now. If we want to learn more about that, some of your other courses, where you're appearing, please share it with the world. How do we contact you?
Well, the easiest thing to do right now is go to instantmanifestationbook.com, www.instantmanifestationbook.com.
Joe, we got to have you back hopefully in about another maybe 3-4 months. Thank you so much for joining us. And coming up, you've read his chicken soup books, you've attended his seminars, and he's up next on Success Again, Jack Canfield.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 120,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy, Cover America Auto Care has announced revolutionary, inexpensive mechanical breakdown coverage that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for drivers to call who own a vehicle that is less than 10 years old for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number is 800-216-8211. Drivers who are covered with this auto protection will not have to pay for a covered repair again. This is the auto coverage now sweeping across America at a fraction of what dealerships charge and is now available to the public by calling today. The number to call is 800-216-8211. 800-216-8211. That's 800-216-8211.
If you love great wines, come to Pomar Junction Vineyard and Winery, a railroad-themed winery in California's most exciting new wine region, Paso Robles. 8 generations of family history, dating back to the historic California Spanish Mission period. Pomar Junction Vineyard and Winery. Visit us on the web, pomarjunction.com, or visit us on Facebook at Pomar Junction Vineyard and Winery. Great wines from Pomar Junction.
Today, there's two different versions of the American dream. One views the money you earn as yours and best allocated by you. The other believes the government should level out society's wealth. In a startling new DVD, you'll discover how the current administration plans to steal your money and why they won't stop until they get it all. I Want Your Money is an award-winning film shown in theaters nationwide. The truth presented in this important film is critical. Swiss America wants every American to watch this. While supplies last, you can get a free copy of I Want Your Money on DVD, a $25 value. Call now toll-free, 800-630-2167. That's 800-630-2167. I Want Your Money is entertaining, informative, and inspiring. Discover the importance of owning gold and hard assets the government cannot print. Get your free DVD. Call now toll-free, 800-630-2167. That's 800-630-2167.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Larry Minetti. And folks, I want to talk to you about one of the drudges of our life, acne. Whether you're a teenager or an adult, you got to try this product. I've suffered all my life by some kind of a skin breakout. And finally, I found a wonderful, wonderful product called Herpanosin. 6 months ago, I started it and now my skin is flawless. There's other products on the market, but they only work topical. They're like Band-Aids. Herpanosin works from inside your body. It cleans your blood, your liver, your bladder. It cleans all your cells. You got to trust me on this, folks. I've been an actor for 40 years, and I really appreciate what I got, and my name is at stake. I wouldn't lie to you. Dr. Wayne Diamond invented this product in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it really works. Try it now. 888-467-4200 and they'll deliver it right away. That's 888-467-4200. You can smile straight in the world's face this time.
We are talking about unearthing, rediscovering our capabilities, our forgotten talents. And I'm Dick Heatherton, and welcome back to Success Again. And Jack Canfield, the guy is a New York Times best-selling author many times over. He sold more than 112 million books. Just think of the Chicken Soup books, and that's just the beginning. He's in super demand as a motivational speaker. He's a coach, psychotherapist, and he's here with us today. Jack Canfield, welcome to Success Again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Dick.
My pleasure, Jack. You know, it's just too easy to get taken up with so much distraction, you know, and without realizing it, we begin to diminish our promise, our expectations. I know this sounds very simplistic, but what do we need to do to get back on track?
Well, there's a number of things you can do. In fact, I've just been writing about this recently, but I think the main thing is you have to have very clear goals, know exactly what you want to do, come up with a plan, and then schedule your day. Most people work off a to-do list. That's a mistake. You want to schedule the day with activities scheduled in chunks of time. You know, from 10 to 11, I'm going to do this. From 12 to 1, I'm going to do that. And work your plan. So plan your work and work your plan. The second thing is to have an accountability partner, someone that you work with that you're going to talk to every morning. Because a lot of people today are solo entrepreneurs. They're out there working by themselves. They don't have a boss to report to. They have bad habits that they've developed where they distract themselves, you know, the internet, whatever. And so if you have an accountability partner, you get on the phone with them every morning, and you commit to five discrete action steps you're going to take that day. They're going to help move you toward the achievement of your goals. And then you plan the day to make sure those things happen. And then the next morning you have to report, did you get them done?
Jack, before you go any further, you said something very interesting. Five discrete action steps. What's the difference between an action step and a discrete action step?
It's something that you can basically say, I started it and I finished it. So a discrete, like to say I'm going to work on my book is not a discrete action step. To say I'm going to write four pages or I'm going to research, you know, I'm going to read that book for 1 hour to find out more about the law of attraction or whatever. It has to be measurable in time and space. Lose weight, that's not discreet. Will weigh 125 pounds, or I will exercise for 1 hour on the treadmill. So it has to be measurable, something when I know I've done it, I've completed it. So it might be to make 5 phone calls. It might be to make, 10 outgoing cold calls if I'm a salesperson. So very specific. And I actually, my seminars, I give people a pad of Post-its that have literally 5 lines on it and 5 squares, and they write down 5 action steps every day that they're going to do to achieve that goal. Like if your goal was to lose weight, it might be I'm going to exercise aerobically for 30 minutes, I'm going to drink 10 glasses of water, I'm going to not eat sugar today, I'm going to take a walk after dinner, I'm going to do deep breathing exercise before I go to bed that raises my metabolism, I'm going to read X number of things in a book on weight loss so I keep my mind wrapped around it. So 5 specific action steps that you can hold yourself accountable to. And then with your accountability partner, people don't want to call them the next day and say they didn't do it. It's like if the IRS said, send in your money anytime you want, we'd never get around to it. But knowing that we're going to be held accountable on April 15th, we end up doing it. So accountability partners are really valuable, especially for people working alone.
That's very interesting about the accountability, because in many ways it is coaching. But on the other hand, sometimes... especially in an economy like we have right now, that it's so easy to be taken up with the misery loves company crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so rough. Now, wait a minute. I want to be positive. Yeah, but, things aren't going that well. How do you get away from that kind of an attitude, that kind of an atmosphere?
Well, first of all, you have to not participate in it. Don't be one of those people that's doing that. I have a chapter in my book, The Success Principles, called Drop Out of the Ain't It Awful Club. And basically, I learned from my mentor, W. Clement Stone, who was a close friend of Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich way back in the 60s, that you cannot hang out with negative people. Our parents told us when we were younger, don't hang out with those kids, they're a bad influence. People don't stop being a bad influence when you're 20 years old. And so we have to be very careful who we talk to, where we watch television, what shows we listen to, what radio shows, like yours is uplifting and positive. There's others that are doom and gloom. So you become that which you expose yourself to. So basically, I walk away from negative conversations. I tell people, I don't participate in that. If that's what you're going to talk about, I'm leaving. And it's just, you have to protect yourself. I was just speaking to a group of dietitians yesterday, 2,000 dietitians at their annual conference, and I was saying you wouldn't put toxic food in your body. These are people that are concerned about what goes in your body. I said, but we let toxic stuff go into our brain all day long. And, the old garbage in, garbage out. So just tell people that's not where you're coming from. Focus on the positive. Be grateful for what you do have. Talk about your dream. Talk about your vision. Talk about what you want to happen, not what is currently happening. Because what you focus on, you're going to get more of.
I love it. Protect yourself from negativity. You happen to mention about W. Clement Stone. I mean, he was Mr. Positive Mental Attitude. And I got to tell you now, this may sound very simplistic, but how did he change your life? I mean, were you always a positive person, or did he uplift you, or what?
I was fairly negative. I grew up in the 60s. I was part of that countercultural, the industrial military, screwing everything up. And I was, against big business and all that. And W. Clement Stone turned my head around. He said, look, you've got to focus on what you want to produce in the world. You may not agree with everything I do. I may not agree with everything you do. Let's focus on what we do agree on, and let's get on with that. And stop spending any time thinking about, talking about, reading about what doesn't work. Start thinking about and talking about what might work, and then put your energy into that. He was literally changed me from being kind of a judgmental, against the dominant culture, which I thought was screwing over a lot of people, because I grew up in a union family, not a company family, and really shifted me. And so, I've become a very successful entrepreneur, and I think positive 99.9% of the time because of him.
Wow. Chuck Canfield, we got maybe about a minute and a half in this, but this portion. One of your bestsellers is Dare to Win.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to ask you, have we as a nation, have we developed a fear of winning, or perhaps maybe put winning on hold?
I think we're a nation that's in resignation. It's been bad for so many people for so long in their perception of things, and especially if you've lost your job or had your mortgage foreclosed, that people have just kind of given up. This is the way it is. In fact, there's a campaign now on TV for a bank that just says, you know, well, they just have, that's just the way it is. Banks don't take care of you, and you just got to get used to it, you know. And then they come up and say, well, we're a different bank. You shouldn't believe that. But that's part of the culture now, is that people are just basically saying it sucks and you can't do anything about it. I totally know that's not true. I've seen people literally build businesses in the middle of this economy. I have people that have doubled and tripled their income that are my students in the last year. So it's not the economy. It's not the government. It's not Obamacare. It's not anything. It's how you respond to it. And we are responsible for our responses. That's what the word responsible means, able to change our responses.
Jack Canfield is our special guest. And when we come on back, so little time, so many questions we have. I want to find out from you, Jack, what drives you passionately crazy, things that you wish you could shout from the rooftop to let people know? This is Success Again, and I'm Dick Heatherton. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Columbus Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. And for so long, Columbus has been one of LA's best-kept secrets, but Columbus is a secret no more. With the most delicious, mouth-watering steaks at about half the price you pay in Beverly Hills or Newport Beach, and Columbus family recipes get the nod of approval from Italian-American moms and the raviolis. Oh! Live music every night, the freshest fish, salads, and the most delicious meatballs. The meatballs are so good, they could stop warring nations and create world peace. The best part is, Columbus is relaxed and formal. The value is amazing, the music is great. The food really is that good, and it's also affordable. Yes, the word is out. Columbus Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbus, mangia!
Amidst tall trees, clean air, and clear water sits Pyrenees Vineyard and Cellars, located along the beautiful Umpqua River in southern Oregon. Whether you want to sample our world-class Cabernet, Zinfandel, or our gold medal-winning Chardonnay, Pyrenees Vineyard and Cellars can satisfy your desires. From our beautiful tasting room or scenic deck, Pyrenees provides visitors a delight for the senses, and is the perfect spot to relax and sample our world-class wines. For the ultimate tasting experience, our staff extends a personal invitation to visit and enjoy a Pyrenees tasting experience for yourself. If you're looking for beautiful scenery, friendly people, and award-winning wines, visit us on the web at www.pyreneesvineyard.com to schedule a tasting or order our award-winning wines. That's Pyrenees Vineyard.com. And don't forget to join us at the river.
And welcome back to Success Again, and I'm Dick Heatherton and Jack Canfield. You know him from the Chicken Soup books, Dare to Win, and he's got a great book out, which we're going to talk about in just a little bit, called Golden Motorcycle Gang. Jack, you know, before the break, I was asking you, what is it that you know that, you know, you wish that, with all your heart, you could probably get on top of a roof and just say, don't you people understand? Is there any one particular thing that just drives you nuts that you wish other people would understand and maybe put into practice?
Well, I think a couple of things. Number one, people really don't get the power of their mind. I mean, you know, we don't really stress that in school.
What do you mean?
Well, literally, we can create anything with our mind. Our mind is it's like a factory that can produce an idea, and that idea, then if you work in your subconscious mind with that idea, you come up with ideas about how to implement that idea. I mean, I've made tens of millions of dollars with Chicken Soup for the Soul, with other books I've written, with companies I've started, training programs I've created, etc. And I want people to know that whatever it is, the dream that lives inside of you, believe in it. You know, W. Clement Stone said, if you can believe it, if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. Napoleon Hill said that as well. So basically, if you can think it up and then you simply believe in it, this is where the power of the mind comes in. You have to believe in it. And it's called faith, because we have no evidence at this point in time. But I sit here at 67 years old, and I've lived a long life, and every time I've applied those principles, I've produced the results I want. All my students do. But we get into talking about how bad it is, how you can't do it if you don't have a degree, don't have enough money, you don't have the connections, and then that's what becomes your truth. So literally, you have to train your mind to think positive, think big. I think I interviewed General Wesley Clark for my book, and he said, You know, if you're thinking anyway, you might as well think big. It doesn't take any more time to think a big dream than it does to think about a small dream. So why not think big? And most people are going around thinking about survival instead of, like, thrival. And so, you know, the mind is such a powerful tool. We get so little education on how to use it. Most people don't know how to meditate. They don't know how to think something through. They don't know how to problem solve. They don't know how to do conflict management. We need to learn to use our mind. It's the wonderful instrument that it is.
Jack, I have a thing I call a cheap in hibernation, and basically what it is, you know, people get on such overload and due to action, inaction, reaction, we get stymied, we get paralyzed, we don't know what to do. We know we want to get ahead, but it's like we're frozen in time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get out of something like that?
Well, whenever you're frozen, you know, you've got to go inside again and say, what is it I want? And there's some research now, it takes 30 days of visualizing the same thing every day. It's called having a dream. It's why dreamers dream every day. We call them visionaries. You know, Martin Luther King envisioned a world without racism. Disney envisioned all these theme parks. And they were obsessed about it. And I envisioned this collection of stories called Chicken Soup for the Soul. I had a staff person quit over it. They said, we'll never get corporate training contracts if you do a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul. Well, I've made tens of millions of dollars off that. So the reality is that you have to spend time visualizing it. And then when you get an inspiration, you have to act. I'll tell you a really quick story. Joe Vitale, who's a friend of mine, is in the movie The Secret. He always wanted to own a Rolls Royce, and finally he got enough money to buy a used one. He's driving this used Rolls Royce home. He's thinking this thought. He goes, you know, this car is big enough to do a mastermind group in, because they're really huge inside. And he said, that's not a bad idea. So instead of, like, thinking about it and wishing he could do it, he went home. That same day, he wrote an email to his mailing list. He said, I'm going to do a mastermind group in my Rolls Royce. It can be one person up to three. You choose. $10,000 a day. I'll pick you up at the airport in the morning. We'll drive around. I'll answer all your questions. We'll brainstorm. I'll take you to lunch at my country club. We'll drive around again the rest of the afternoon. I'll take you to lunch at dinner at a nice restaurant. Take you back to the airport at 8 o'clock. $10,000. He had 20 people respond within the next 8 hours.
Amazing.
That's $200,000. He got more money from that than it cost him to buy the Rolls Royce.
I love it. By the way, Joe was just on the program just before you, so he's also one of my mentors. And we've only got like about 2.5 minutes, and I want to touch on the book, and we're going to do this a little bit later in an upcoming show with you, Jack. You know, you got this new book called The Golden Motorcycle Gang. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
It's really my life story about how I got in touch with my mission, my vision, my purpose on Earth. And I was in a group in college, and we did a visualization exercise, and we were supposed to go back to when we were born. Not when we were born, but when we decided to become a teacher. And I went back to before I was born. Everyone else went back to fifth grade, and they loved their fifth grade teacher. They went to some summer camp thing. They said, I want to do this. But there I was, floating through the universe with a bunch of other souls looking down on Earth in 1944, World War II, and said, I've got to go down and help out. And so a whole bunch of us decided to incarnate, come down to Earth, and I'm totally clear this happened, to make a difference. And so it tells my story of getting in touch with that. And I called this group the Golden Motorcycle Gang, because we were kind of like a bunch of irreverent spirits going through the Earth, the universe, just having a good time. And then we all chose to come down. And I'd meet people. Every couple of years I'd meet someone and say, wow, you're part of the Golden Motorcycle Gang, because I could feel that resonance, that same harmony of purpose and mission and energetic. And so that's basically it. And then it leads up to this coming transformation in the year 2012, where instead of a cataclysmic earth disaster, we all believe it's going to be a shift in consciousness from greed and ego to cooperation and service.
Wow. We want to get into this in an upcoming show. But, you know, while we have you, I want to find out if we can learn more about the Golden Motorcycle Gang, which is coming out in a couple of weeks, where you're appearing, how to get in touch, maybe be part of your mastermind groups.
Yeah,
where do we go? What do we do?
Just go to thegoldenmotorcyclegang.com, and there's a website there. You can actually put your name and email address in there, and we're going to be helping people get together in smaller local groups and also how to implement the concepts that are in this book so that we all can be part of this transformation to create the world that works for everybody instead of just for a few.
Jack, in an upcoming show, I want to start talking about 2012 because you have some very, very interesting thoughts about that and done a little bit of research on that of my own. Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup, the books, The Golden Motorcycle Gang, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
On this edition of Success Again.
Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-752-4996. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-752-4996. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-752-4996. That's 1-800-752-4996.
Come to Yountville, California, in the heart of the Napa Valley, and enjoy the Villaggio Inn and Spa and the Vintage Inn. Welcome, enjoy, feel the warmth, enjoy the warm greeting of the Villaggio Inn and Spa or the Vintage Inn with a warm welcome cocktail upon arrival. Savor our signature champagne breakfast buffet, sip afternoon tea, indulge at Spa Villaggio, and take that easy stroll from your guest room to America's finest restaurants and wineries and specialty shops. It's all at the beautiful Villaggio Inn and Spa and the Vintage Inn in Yountville, California. Call for reservations now, 800-351-1133. That's 800-351-1133. Come, visit, and relax at the Villaggio Inn and Spa and the Vintage Inn in Yountville, California. Call 800-351-1133.
CRN listeners, is it time for a new roof? If the roof on your house is old, weathered, in need of help, you can save $500 if you call Sears Roofing right now. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 888-749-4455. Call right now and you can save $500. Sears licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. Just call 888-749-4455. Sears has a variety of shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance, and you'll save $500 if you call now. Call 888-749-4455. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing and save $500. Call 1-888-749-4455. That's 1-888-749-4455. Call now, 888-749-4455.
Welcome back to Success Again. To contact Dick for seminars and workshop bookings, just go to successagain.co. That's successagain.co, not com, .co, for links to this and earlier shows, as well as purchasing his books. Just go to successagain.co. And now, back to Dick Heatherton.
And I want to thank New York Times bestselling author, speaker, coach, Jack Canfield for dropping by Success Again. Whoa! Loved his take on not going it alone and teaming up with someone else. Stay away from the negative. And if you got negative, that's all you got in life. That's all you got in your life. And I really appreciate his openness about having a pretty negative person way back when he was, you know, and how it took someone like W. Clement Stone to get him out of his own negative fog and back into focus. And the same holds true for author, speaker, internet marketing guru, Dr. Joe Vitale. I love the point of power is in the moment. I love that. As I mentioned, Joe is my mentor. And years ago, like he mentioned, he wound up broke, homeless. He wanted to be a writer. The people that he admired the most, well, these people, they were negative, depressed, suicidal. Oh, great party, huh? And one day he realized he didn't want to be negative, depressed, suicidal, and he discovered, hey, there were writers that were positive and uplifting and filled with life. And you know what? That turned his life around. Two great thought leaders who both overcame big obstacles in their lives. What they did was unearth their talents. They discovered their strengths, and they turned out to be their means that brought them some success. You know, we always hear how these are hard times, and for a lot of us, hey, they are. But hard times are a part of life. And if we buy into a mindset that believes that things aren't going to get any better, well, guess what? You're right. They're not going to get any better until you allow yourself to unearth and rediscover talents and take them out of the showers. I like that. Out of the showers and into the sunlight. Okay. Out of the shadows and into the sunlight. No one's going to do it for you. You can read all the latest motivational books on getting positive. You can see videos and go to seminars. But you got to get your act together. But until you decide you really want what you want and align those emotions with your mentality, then you're just kidding yourself. You are your own architect for success. No one else. Negativity, distraction, resistance, doubt, fear. They're as addictive as booze and drugs. And it's too easy to be drawn in by these addictive forces, especially when things are so slow. Then the next thing you know, all those good intentions, they're up in smoke. It's a pipe dream. Bob Proctor, I love this guy. He's great. And he said one thing, if you don't give your dreams the time they need to be a part of your life, the dreams will never become your life. So true. And what's needed is staying focused on the dream. And it's like what Jack Canfield said earlier in the program. It takes about 30 days to make that change in your mindset. It's like a diet. You don't lose weight overnight. And you don't lose the weight of negativity overnight. It's a matter of aligning your mind and your heart with some positive actions and it's essential to achieving success again and again and again. Get with someone else who's in the same boat as you. You help them, they help you. Symbiosis, isn't it wonderful? And then when the negative, the distractions, the noise, the resistance, they start showing up, go to your dreams. Go to your dreams. What is it you want? What's more important? Succumbing to the negative and putting your mind, your heart, your ambitions on hold, or overcoming these distractions? Yeah, it's hard until it gets easy. I want to thank our sponsor, Sea Crane, for making it easy. A great audio products, especially their Sea Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. I'm telling you, go to ccradio.com and check it out, that online catalog. Or give them a call and get that CC Wi-Fi Radio at 1-800-522-8863. Great value, fabulous service. They even know what they're talking about. Wow. I want to thank Engineer to the Stars, Dave Petty, for keeping us on, Research Director and Sherpa Guide and Training, Howard Hager, for his yeoman service. And thanks to Executive Producer Coco Redmond for keeping everything on track. But most of all, thank you for listening and telling your friends about the program. I'm Dick Heatherton.